Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. ProfitPro.us is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out and find his books on helping you become more profitable. See all the things that he does there. And Steve, I want to congratulate you again on all the great work that you're doing with SCORE. He's an amazing, selfless volunteer for SCORE. You know who SCORE is? SCORE.org. And it's an organization of folks who, like Steve, who are volunteering their time to help small business owners free of charge, totally volunteer. They're doing it. And, Steve, I want to congratulate you on that great work.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a real privilege to work with my fellow 10,000 volunteers across the country to help foster vibrant small business communities through mentoring and education. There are a few higher duties, I think, than to help our economy and our families and our businesses.
Well, you guys are doing it out there where the rubber meets the road, and I'm proud of you. As you know, Ken Yancey knows you're the leader of SCORE. I promoted SCORE for all the years I've been doing the show, and it's a great organization. And I love, folks, the beautiful part about having Steve on the show is he gets to bring these rubber meets the road stories to the show and talk to us about what he sees out there, the people who are just like you and me trying to run businesses. Steve, you got some more stories?
Well, Jim, thank you. First of all, I think one of the reasons we enjoy each other so much is our missions are really the same,
just
helping people to succeed. Yeah, I see hundreds of small businesses every year, and one of the biggest challenges that I'm seeing continuously, and I think it's probably since the day the first person made an extra club and wanted to sell it, is marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people in the door. And been preaching for years now that the first thing you have to have is a website.
Right.
And it's just still stunning to me that more than half of small businesses don't have one yet.
Well, and you got to have a website, but you also have to. But I like to tell people that you need to have a web presence. You have to be available somehow, even if it's a simple website, even if it's a Manta, enrollment or whatever. People have got to. You cannot be unfindable.
Yeah,
or you will be unfound.
That's exactly right. It's the new Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
Sorry, Yellow Pages, but the internet is our new source for finding people. And the good news is that when people do set up a very simple website, it could be one page very long or five pages or even in the extreme case, a Facebook business page, you will be found. When someone does search for your service, they're more likely to find you. But one of the social media has made a major impact on business. Everybody's struggling to try and figure out how they're going to get this.
It's really been hard for small businesses, hasn't it?
Well, it's made it hard from the standpoint that they don't know what to do, how to get that organic search.
It's counterintuitive for us because we're so used to call-to-action type of marketing, and social media is not call-to-action.
Well, I hate to say it, but the way the business is set up, you've got to buy the ads.
Yep, that's right.
And that's the good news for small business. Mm-hmm. If they buy pay-per-click keyword search terms or they buy placed ads on the social media platforms, they can actually focus it right down to the demographics
that they're
trying to target.
If they're smart about it, if they do it right, it can be pretty powerful. It can be great leverage.
Yeah, I talked to a craft store on a main street in a small town in western New York, and for a fraction of the budget of what they were spending to buy an ad in the local newspapers and the
television, but not radio, right?
not so much radio for for Main Street, unless you're an auto company or a mortgage company. But anyway, you can use targeted internet marketing methodologies for a fraction of the cost. And that's the good news.
Yeah.
You can hone it right down to the personality, the interests, the geography.
Most people I know, Steve, need someone to help them with that.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not a discipline that we need to be focused on. And so, folks, get help. Don't give up on this. Listen to Steve and to get this done, but get someone to help you. Hey, Steve, thanks for 18 great years with us. Thanks for helping us celebrate 19th anniversary.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you for being on the air for 19 years. It's a great service to our country.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.